T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For the purposes of our next interview, it's the morning after the Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis. And let's bring in the program and affiliates manager, pit reporter for the Performance Racing Network, Brad Gilley. Brad, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you today?
I'm good. How odd was it having no fans in the stands yesterday?
You know, I mean, we've been through a few of these weekends so far, and while the race is happening, it's really just a race. You know, you're watching the racetrack, you're following what's going along. It's the before and the after the race, which is strange. And for me at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, was really strange there, because typically the pre-race ceremonies, there's just a great feel to them, being at such an historic track. I mean, the place has been around and holding races for over 100 years. And to not have that, to not have all the people lined up on the racetrack with the race cars and surrounding everything while the national anthem's playing and they're saying a prayer and all of that, that's very strange. And then, of course, after the race, to obviously not have a lot of people hanging on the fence while Kevin Harvick and his crew are climbing the fence and doing their burnouts and all of that, that part is weird. The race itself, not much different, but the pre- and post-race definitely are.
I want to get to Kevin Harvick and Denny Hamlin in a minute. But first of all, let's talk about the accident yesterday at the entrance to pit road. Thankfully, the tire changer, one of the tire changers for Ryan Blaney, is okay, was released from the hospital. But just talk about that incident and how it happened.
One of the craziest things I've ever seen, and I was literally standing right there because Ryan Blaney was one of the pit stalls I was covering, and he was actually in for pit service. And I'll be honest with you, I still don't know how it happened. Someone checked up, and then a bunch of other cars piled in. What's unique about the pit road at Indianapolis Motor Speedway is that it's extremely narrow. It's really long. Like, pit road is about twice as long as any other pit road at any other track we go to, but it's very narrow. Typically, you'll see one lane where the cars are stopped and pitted, and then about two more fairly wide lanes where the cars can go in and out of pit road. Just eliminate one of those lanes, and that's what you have at Indy, and you have walls on both ends. And so when you've got that big log jam and cars start piling up at the entrance of pit road, it was a mess. And, I mean, what's crazy is people look at pit road and think, oh, those cars are just kind of going slow down pit road toward their pit stalls. They're actually kind of going freeway speeds when they do that. It's just slow compared to what they're doing out on the racetrack. So yeah, when you look at the damage that happened to cars like Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Martin Truex Jr., Justin Allgaier and all of that, I mean, those are some pretty high-speed accidents, even though it was on pit road.
Obviously, some other hard hits as well. Alex Bowman had one, and of course, late in the race, Denny Hamlin. Were there issues with the tires yesterday?
It's not as much issues with the tire itself. Goodyear makes a really good tire, although Indy is challenging for them. It's also the aggressiveness that the crew chiefs choose to set up the cars, because what you have at Indy is the racetrack is pool table smooth, but the last time they repaved it, they actually ground it down, a process called levigation. And if you look at the surface of the racetrack, imagine looking at a cross-section of a piece of cardboard and then taking off one of the flat layers. So now you kind of have the humps that go in and out. Well, instead of being rounded off at the top, it's actually a fairly sharp edge. So when those tires are really cutting across the racetrack going through the turns, it creates a lot of heat in the tires and it creates a lot of tire wear, even though the track is super smooth. And what you didn't have is a full weekend's worth of racing to lay rubber into those grooves to make it help. So when some teams like Joe Gibbs Racing had two cars with Denny Hamlin and with Eric Jones have a very similar situation. And, you know, we saw Alex Bowman have a big wreck. We saw some other teams fail their tires, not so much as the tires failing the team. So that's that's what you get in a situation like that when a team gets too aggressive with their setup.
We're talking to from the Brad Gilley from the Performance Racing Network about the Brickyard yesterday. So the wreck aside and the tire problem aside, the post coronavirus break NASCAR has emerged as a dominant battle between Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick. Harvick got the win yesterday. What is going on? Why are these two teams excelling so much better than some of the others right now?
You know, number one is just is talent of not only the driver but the race team as well. I mean, Kevin Harvick is in his 40s. Denny Hamlin is going to be 40. These two drivers have been around for a long time, and they get it. And they're also just happy with everything around them. For Harvick, his crew chief, Rodney Childers, they have a great rapport. And in fact, I talked to Rodney Childers last night after the race, and I asked him, I said, we're running these races without practice. Are you still comfortable with that? Do you like that? And he's like, actually, I love it. Because for them, it works well. They have such good communication, and they know what to do. They can communicate with each other a lot of times without even talking, just kind of understanding what they're saying. And Denny Hamlin and his crew chief, Chris Gabehart, are pretty much the same way. What I find fascinating is they're literally trading wins. Last week, we had a doubleheader at Pocono Raceway in Pennsylvania, and you see Kevin Harvick win one, and now he and Denny Hamlin each have 3 wins on the season. Denny Hamlin wins the next day. Now he gets 4 wins. We come back 1 week later. Kevin Harvick gets his 4th win of the season. I have to wonder if it's going to be one of those two in Victory Lane at Kentucky this weekend, because it seems like they just keep trading and pushing each other, which is a really cool thing. But it's nice to have seen those two drivers emerge and have a natural rivalry on the racetrack. And it's a rivalry of respect, too, because those two drivers truly do respect each other.
How much of a surprise is it, considering how good Denny Hamlin is, that one of his teammates, who is an outstanding driver, we all know that Kyle Busch is struggling a little bit in this post-break, these races since that you guys started back up?
Yeah, that really surprises me. You know, Kevin Harvick's our reigning champion, and the last race he won was the season finale of 2019. But what's even more interesting, he hasn't won a stage because the races are broken up into 3 stages. He hasn't won one of those. He's only led just over 130 laps this entire season. 100 of those laps led were in one single race alone. So if you think, you know, 15 of 16 races, Kyle Busch has only led 30 laps, it does surprise me. He has said that the lack of practice has actually hurt their team. And Kyle is a great communicator. He can literally break down every single nuance of every single racetrack with his crew chief, Adam Stevens. They don't have that advantage to do that before the race starts right now. And I do think that's hurting them a little bit. He's about a third to fifth place car every week, but he is not a laps leading winning race car. It has not been yet.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about I drew a blank. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so this race, I just drew a blank there. this was the first race. You know, the NASCAR was the first sport to come back and has done it with an abundance of safety. And you knew eventually someone would have to test positive. And this race went on without Jimmy Johnson. Just talk about that.
Yeah, I will say, number one, Jimmy Johnson was truly missed yesterday. And just what a great man. And his 45-minute press conference that he held on Saturday morning, just more concerned for his family and his daughters than he was for him. He says he was asymptomatic, and I don't know if that's changed since he was able to talk on Saturday. But for the sport as a whole, NASCAR has really done a great job of keeping crew members safe and not having an outbreak of COVID-19 throughout the garage area. There's a lot of protocols that are in place, not only when you go into the racetrack with all of the screenings, but when you're away from the racetrack as well. For example, the crews that work on the road don't go to the race shop, and vice versa for most of these big teams. And, you know, to have one athlete get it, or maybe even if you had a couple, it's really not that big a deal. If there was an outbreak in the garage, then obviously there would be some concern. But I would say, even though one of the sport's most high-profile drivers came down positive with COVID-19. To me, that doesn't say anything about what they're doing. It says everything about what they're doing, in that it just happened to one. You've got sports that haven't even returned yet, and like you've got half of entire football teams that are testing positive for this. We've got a sport that's putting more than 1,000 people at the racetrack every single week, and yet we've had just one driver and maybe a couple of other cases here and there. So I think they're doing a great job with this.
Do we have insight yet as to, I know the All-Star race is coming up, I think that's a week from Thursday. and there was talk of allowing up to 30,000 fans at Bristol. Is there talk about kind of ramping up the number of fans in the future weeks and months?
Yeah, so Bristol, and it's actually going to be a week from Wednesday, they're going to have up to 30,000 fans. The following Sunday at Texas, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has said that they can run up to half capacity, which would be just over 50,000 fans. I don't know that they're going to get that many because I think a lot of people are still, maybe a little skittish about getting outside. I believe New Hampshire Motor Speedway is going to allow fans, and we don't really have any announced schedule beyond the August 2nd race at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, so I think a lot of that remains to be seen. And as we're seeing new outbreaks happen since phases have started to reopen throughout different states, I think it's going to be a little bit iffy as to whether we can continue to do this with the race fans. But I will say without the race fans, NASCAR has done a tremendous job so far.
It's been a great opportunity for NASCAR, and they've made the best of it, getting a lot of eyes on that hadn't been on before. Appreciate the time. Great stuff, and enjoy the week.
Yeah, thank you. Fantastic talking to you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. It's Brad Gilley from the Performance Racing Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.